The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Thursday, January 21st. We're headed into the championship weekend. Excited to break it down, to make some bold predictions, and to do so, got the super friends here, Ryan Wilson and John Breach. What's up, fellas?
Hello. Subscribe to my SoundCloud and check out my latest mock draft.
And follow me on Instagram. I post one picture a year. It's always great.
Didn't even promote your newsletter.
I thought we were promoting random things that no one was going to follow, like Ryan SoundCloud.
Yeah. I was making the SoundCloud joke because that's what people always say when their tweets go viral.
Yeah, and if they don't have a SoundCloud, they push their Instagram. I was in on the joke, and Brent tried to ruin it by pushing me on the newsletter. But next time I go viral, I'll mention the newsletter.
You should definitely be like, subscribe to my newsletter.
I'm going to try so hard to go viral this weekend. Everyone follow me on Twitter and see how hard I try.
By the way, shout out to the Twitter, the Bills fan who tweeted at me in Breach and referred to Brinson as Benson, the Bills hater. So if we call Brinson Benson, you know who we're talking about.
That is our friend, Buffalo Anarchist.
Yeah.
We're his new favorite pod, and we need to dunk more on Benson.
All right. In the feed, the Brady Quinn football show, pew, 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 from Wednesday. We will be making bold predictions and previewing the conference championships on this episode. And then coming up tomorrow, best bets for the conference championship. Also coming up this weekend, not just football, big-time football games, but leading into it, the notorious Conor McGregor is back. UFC 257 is this weekend live from Abu Dhabi in the Emirates. Conor McGregor will be headlining UFC 257 versus Dustin Poirier. This will be their second time fighting. Conor won the first match via TKO in the first round, but that doesn't mean we should count out Dustin, who is 10-2 since losing to McGregor back in September of 2014. Morning Combat with a K, our podcast for UFC. They split them up. It used to be wrestling and UFC and MMA and stuff. They split them all up. Now Morning Combat. What a great name. It's a place to get all your UFC 257 content, fire interviews, and more previews with UFC Hall of Famer Rashad Evans. And of course, instant reactions to UFC 257 right when it ends. Download and subscribe to Morning Combat on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever else podcasts are found. Did you guys happen to catch Tony Romo making a scorpion reference on the divisional game? He goes, "Get over here!" They cut to Andy Reid with that little beak mask that he had on in all red.
Yeah, I saw the mask because at the post game press conference, it looked like Andy Reid had pulled it down. He looked like he was wearing an ascot, which I thought was pretty dope.
You know what I'm talking about with scorpion, right?
No.
Oh yeah, you guys Breach?
I know the podcast that you made me listen to that was really good about the scorpion song.
No, from Mortal Kombat.
I never played Mortal Kombat.
He would shoot out Debo. He would shoot out the little grappler gun that would grab the guy. You go, get over here. How does Tony Romo manage to make that joke on national television? And you fools at your age range don't know what Mortal Kombat is.
I know what Tony Romo is.
I'll give Debo a break here. Are you kidding me though?
I want to see how you would respond.
I just want to point out that.
No, I know what Mortal Kombat is. Of course I know what Mortal Kombat is.
Remember Scorpion was like, get over here.
I'm just going to say Emirates is what Brinson just said is going to turn into the new Seoul because.
How do you say it?
The United Arab Emirates.
My guy was sub-zero. Oh my God.
Hold on. Sorry. I was zoning out when Brinson does reads. What do you call it, Debo? Just so I know.
The Emirates.
Oh my. I thought you were telling me some like a MMA guy's name. Nope, just Brinson can't read words.
And he made fun of me for not being able to pronounce words.
What a Benson.
Oh, my God.
I'm kind of proud of myself for getting Abu Dhabi on the fly.
Oh, thank God for Debo for stopping us and pointing out the Emirati.
We got to cut that. And I need a button. So every time he plays Mathieu. Tyron Mathieu. I can play Emiratis. You gonna take Emiratis to Abu Dhabi?
I said Abu Dhabi, right?
You did, but that's half wrong.
My wife always threatens to sell her dog to Abu Dhabi, which I'm like, go ahead, sell him. I don't care. Anyway, the AFC Championship coming up on Sunday evening, 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch it on CBS, of course, and on CBS All Access. If you don't have a CBS All Access account, what are you doing with your life? Go get it. It's cheap, and it contains tons of great content. Wilson watches all kinds of shows on CBS All Access.
Frasier, Love Boat, Reno 911, Chappelle Show. I mean, it goes on and on.
He's not even kidding. Anything that's been on the Viacom CBS network is probably on there. So go check it out. And little life hack, if you want it, go to sportsline.com/join. Use promo code EDGE. Get your first month of Sportsline for free, and you get a free CBS All Access account with that as well. The Bills at the Chiefs. Chiefs are -3 in this game. The over-under is 53.5. Full disclosure, we're recording this on Tuesday afternoon for a Thursday podcast. So don't ask why, it's just how it works. And Patrick Mahomes, of course, not cleared. We'll know more as we get closer, but it, you know, I think that this is probably just the line and where it is. Like, I don't think we're going to see a crazy shift unless Mahomes is just ruled out, Breach.
Yeah, absolutely. So, if you like the Bills and you're listening this Thursday and Mahomes still hasn't been cleared and it's still at 3 points, that's where you say, all right, well, I should probably bet the Bills now, because if Mahomes doesn't play, I think he's going to play. I think we all think he's going to play. And that off chance, you know, we're talking about what the point spread might turn to if Mahomes is ruled out, and anywhere between Buffalo being favored by 3 to 6 points, if Chad Henne is the starting quarterback for the Chiefs. So, obviously, it is something to keep an eye on, because this is a make or break game. You know, this is it. And if Patrick Mahomes doesn't play, it's a completely different game, as we all know. I'm going to state the obvious.
I agree. I'm doing some math. Go ahead.
Look, I mean, I think if it's a Chad Henne game, I don't know that the Bills roll, but I mean, I think you feel pretty good about the Bills' ability to win the game.
What's your line if it's Chad Henne?
I said this, I was on the, on You Better You Bet with Nick Costas and Lockie Lockerson. And I said, you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but I'll say Bills -6 if it's Chad Henne playing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How's that crazy?
They're going to have 16,000 people there again, I would imagine. That's what they had last week in Kansas City. And cool. Chad Henne, look, if we're willing to take out that arm punt interception in the end zone, because Andy Reid took all took the credit for the play call, and assuming he's not just falling on the sword, it was legitimately Andy Reid's fault. Chad Henne didn't play terribly. And he still got the playmakers. They're not afraid to run the ball. Their defense is okay. Their defense is as good as the Bills' defense. But I don't think -6 sounds crazy high. Or +6 if you're the Chiefs.
We did see that they played without Patrick Mahomes last year for 2 games. They almost beat the Packers, and they did beat the Vikings, and they were underdogs in both games because people just assumed, hey, Mahomes is gone, there's no way they're going to win. And Reed's system is just so intuitive for a quarterback that they can run it. You can almost plug in any quarterback. And obviously, they're not running it as well as Patrick Mahomes, but they're running it at about 80% efficiency. And that's about what you need to compete in an NFL game. So I do think that 6 points, probably the high end. I think it would be about 3.5 personally, but 6 isn't completely crazy because it's Chad Henne in an AFC title game, and he's never started a playoff game in his life.
Patrick Mahomes is ruled out in a hypothetical.
I was like, Jesus, breaking news.
start with that, Brinson.
let's say that Patrick Mahomes is ruled out. I said he is just not playing.
You're basically Michael Scott when he announces that he ran over what's her face. She's gone. She's gone.
Yeah. That's the Arrested Development thing too. Like, you know, he's like, we lost him. It's like, what? No. Yeah, he jumped right out the window. Right,
leave with that.
Yeah. You're asked to pick the game against the spread for CBS. Our editors tell you that the line is Bills -3 with no Patrick Mahomes. What pick are you making?
Breach and I have already made that pick, I do believe it. I think the Breach is on the same page as me. We're both all in on the Bills.
Right. So you would love the Bills at -3 with no Mahomes.
Brinson is justifying his pick is what he's doing here.
No, right, I understand. I understand. I just think
I'm saying that if Bills minus six, I think I would be like, it's probably a little.
You think everyone in the world hammers Bills minus three with no Mahomes, and people think about it twice at Bills minus six. I would hammer anything single digits if Mahomes doesn't play.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hammered Bills plus three for our picks on the website.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what you guys are kind of missing here. You like the Bills to win anyway, and the Bills plus three. Like, you got to understand if no Mahomes. Like, I mean, I don't think it'll get to Bills minus 10. I mean, that's outrageous.
And stop it. It's not going to get to
Bills. But everyone is going to, if the Bills are minus three, everyone will take the Bills minus three with no Mahomes.
Yeah. But Bills plus three is what it's at now, or what it opened at anyway.
Right. But they don't set a, I mean, like, they're not trying to set, like, the appropriate line. They're trying to set a line that gets action on both sides. And I think that's Bills minus six.
That Packers game last year, the Packers were 6-1 going in. The Chiefs were 5-2. So both good teams. Right there, no Mahomes. Packers were favored by 5, and that game was in Kansas City with no Mahomes. The other game that he missed was the Vikings game. That one was also played in Kansas City, and the Vikings were 6-2 going into that game, and the Chiefs were 5-3, and the Vikings were favored by 5.5.
Really? That much for the
Vikings? What were the two outcomes of those games?
The outcomes were the Packers won by a touchdown and covered the 5, and the Chiefs beat the Vikings by 3, so covered. They were as a 5.5-point underdog.
If the Packers and the Vikings are 5-point favorites in regular season going into Kansas City in a non-COVID year, the Buffalo Bills, one of the best teams in football, whose only losses were to the Titans and the Chiefs in back-to-back games in a COVID situation where they had to play on a Tuesday and then on a Monday instead of a Sunday and a Thursday. And then the other losses on a Hail Mary to Kyler Murray, and a very improbable Hail Mary. Then they are not going to be 3-point favorites.
But that's my point bringing up the Packers game, because it's not the playoffs, but it's a similar situation where you have Aaron Rodgers versus a backup quarterback. You think Aaron Rodgers is going to be favored by a touchdown, but it was only 5 points.
Okay, I think you're kind of proving my point, but sure.
No, that's fewer points than you would think, and you think 5 or 6, and I think fewer. I think 3.5 or 4.
Okay. Yeah, I think 6.
But we're so close, so there's no, I think you could absolutely be correct here. I don't think it's crazy like Wilson thought it was crazy.
I don't think anybody's taking Kansas City plus 3 with Chad Henne. That's what I think.
And then that is why they have billion-dollar hotels in Vegas, because everybody will pound the Bills, the Chiefs will cover, and the house wins.
Yeah, I mean, I could see the Chiefs keeping it within 3. We'll see. Anyway, I mean, like, what do you do? Let's do bold predictions, and we'll sort of flesh out the game that way. What's your bold prediction for this game, Wilson?
I'm going to go with the ones I went with on HQ on Monday night. Josh Allen, 4 touchdown passes. And you might say, and I'll repeat what I said on Monday, you might say, well, Josh Allen threw 4 touchdown passes on 4 separate occasions during the regular season. Fine. So it's not that bold. So I'll add 2 more touchdowns of the rushing variety. 6 total touchdowns.
6 touchdowns. Quite the evening for Josh Allen on Sunday night.
Are we grading it?
What's the – sort of walk me through in your head the 6 touchdown scenario. Like, you just think the Bills are going to bludgeon the Chiefs.
Chiefs defense isn't that good.
6 touchdowns is a lot of touchdowns.
Josh Allen is, in your heart, my heart, and Breach's heart, we all know it, is the MVP.
What is this weird troll thing?
What heart are we working with?
No, you're making it, it's got to be bold. I'm making it bold. Like, 4 touchdowns isn't that bold. He did it 4 times during the year. So, I mean, like, a quarter of the time, he threw 4 touchdowns in the game. So I'm just, I'm ramping up the boldness a little bit with the 2 rushing touchdowns because he's a pretty good runner. So he'll throw.
I think he's like top 15 in the league, at least in red zone rushing attempts.
Yeah. So, mixing up.
For a quarterback, that's really high. The only Cam Newton was up there with him. So that's not crazy. The idea that he would rush a couple of
6 times. Touchdowns is insane. I mean, only Alvin Kamara had 6, right? Is that right? Or just 5?
He had 6 rushing.
Right. So, I mean, it can be done, but when's the last time before Alvin Kamara did he do it?
Yeah. I think in that scenario, obviously Mahomes is playing because that's the only way that the Bills run the score up.
So disrespectful to Chad Henne. What if he comes out slinging?
I just think if the Bills have Chad Henne in there and they get a 21-point lead, they are going to melt the clock and not try and take shots on the field. But
they did it on that last drive, and we all applauded Andy Reid for having, elephant onions, as Breach's onion words, my elephant.
A different situation than having a big lead. They're up 5.
All right. So here is a fun fact for Ryan's bold prediction. In the Super Bowl era, only one quarterback has ever even thrown four touchdown passes with one rushing touchdown. Oh. No one's ever done two.
Who did the one? That's a,
so this would be an all time NFL record.
Don't tell us.
This is only the championship round. This is not the whole playoffs, just right. NFC or AFC championship.
Michael Vick.
Incorrect.
Did Michael Vick make it to an NFC championship game?
I think he beat the Packers 1 year and they got to the AFC championship. AFC. AFC or all any championship?
This is any, either.
Yeah. Yeah, they beat the Packers that year. I think 1 year and they got to the NFC championship game. I could be wrong. All right. Give us a hint.
Decade I will give you a hint right now and you are going to get it because this hint is so good and your first guess was so good. Right team, wrong quarterback.
Oh, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, is it?
Matt Ryan. And wow. He did it against the Packers.
Wow. I was trying to think of the quarterback that took him to the Super Bowl when Eugene Robinson got in trouble. Who was that?
2016, they beat the Packers 44-21. Matt Ryan threw four touchdown passes and had one rushing touchdown. And they won that 44-21.
I have an addendum to my bowl prediction. I guarantee you Matt Ryan didn't do this. One of the touchdowns will be a batted ball that Josh Allen catches and runs in.
Okay, that's just absurd.
But that's not a rushing touchdown. That's a receiving touchdown.
Oh, so that means
what a big jam! Wallace took it in his hands and said, "Up, up and away!" Did she do, Dr. Roo?
It's a passing touchdown.
It's a passing touchdown and a receiving touchdown. We saw Marcus Mariota do it against the Chiefs. Against the Chiefs,
dunked on yourself, Benson.
And in the Super Bowl era, only six quarterbacks. Only six quarterbacks have, and this is actually a surprisingly low number. Six quarterbacks have thrown four touchdown passes in the championship round. Those teams went 6-0, and most of them won pretty handily.
We're going to the Super Bowl, baby.
If Josh Allen scores six touchdowns, the Bills are winning this game.
Well, I mean, if Mahomes is playing, he can win in a shootout. You can win 49-42. That's not that crazy.
I don't know, buddy. I think if Josh Allen gets six touchdowns, this thing is over.
Well, let me put it this way. If I just said he throws four touchdown passes, that's like a C-minus grade. So I had to ramp it up a little bit, make it a little spicier.
I don't think that's a C minus.
He's done it a quarter of the time. And as Steve-O noted, he only had one game this year with two rushing TDs this season for Joshua Allen.
I mean, it would be the single greatest game. I mean, although last year against the Texans, Mahomes had five passing touchdowns.
There you go.
Did he have a rushing touchdown in that game?
He did not, but he had 53 rushing yards.
Ooh, that's a pretty good afternoon for.
That is a pretty good afternoon. The following week against Tennessee, he had that big rush for a touchdown and then three other passing touchdowns.
Not looking so crazy.
Against the 49ers and two passing touchdowns.
Not looking so crazy. I like it.
It's possible. Look, the Chiefs defense isn't very good. All right, Breach, you got a bold prediction?
I guess I'm going to ride this Josh Allen train here. I am going to say Josh Allen by himself totals 450 yards.
So that's basically Wilson's prediction, except way less bold.
Are you kidding me? Nobody's ever done that.
He can throw for, well, you know, that actually is a lot. So even if he throws for 350, that still means he has to run for 100.
Run for 100, throw for 375. He has to run for 75. No, only two quarterbacks have ever thrown for 400 or more yards. So the odds are he's not going to hit 400.
In a conference championship game?
In a conference championship game. Yeah,
that's pretty bold. I'll give that in.
I feel like the thing is, you know, on HQ, we both said Josh Allen predictions. I got to go first on HQ and Wilson got to go first here.
Was I on there?
Yeah, you were on there. Wilson got cut off.
That
was where Wilson's mic went out and then they hung up on him and then, he took a nap.
Could you see my face at least?
We could not.
Oh, I went first because I had an Aaron Rodgers one and then I just checked out. Didn't listen.
No, yeah, like 450 is actually bolder than it initially appeared.
Yeah, that's a good thing about Breach. I think 450 is more likely than six touchdowns.
450 is a ton.
Six touchdowns.
Although
he could throw for 450 just because like they're having to, just because they can't run the ball, which is entirely possible. The Bills run game is not good.
Well, worth remembering, Roethlisberger threw for over 500 yards. He threw the ball 68 times in that first round game against the Browns.
Yeah, but like he had like 25 yards at half, four picks and 15.
Well, I mean, the point is if they're trailing and he has to come out slinging.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the game pass. The 450 total yards is the Bills are down 21-10 early on and chasing.
I feel like 450 is like probably 9-10 to 1. The six touchdowns is like 30 to 1.
Probably more than that.
Probably. But I mean, 450 is doable, but it's, you're still not going to, you know.
And the closest anybody's ever came, to 450, I was looking at the 400 yard passers. The closest was actually Colin Kaepernick, who rushed for 181 yards. Oh, nope. That wasn't a championship game, but he, in the playoffs, he did total 444. But not a championship game. So it doesn't count.
William Hill does not have the prop bets up.
Six touchdowns? That's weird.
Well, usually you can go and like see what the, you can go and see like, you know, three, what are the odds for Josh Allen to have three touchdowns? Although those would be three rushing touchdowns. So I guess you would want to.
Yeah, I bet the passing over under.
All right. How about I just switch it to rushing yards? How about he leads the entire game in rushing yards?
No, like 450 total.
450?
Yeah, 450. Fine. This bowl.
Okay. Okay.
But I was going to say before beating
you guys are both big on the Bills here.
That's what it sounds like. That's what our Buffalo anarchist said about you, Benson, that you're not on the Bills. You hate them.
I will say that, like, you know, I'm sort of riding like a 5-game ice streak on fading the Bills like a fool. what is this just like you just kind of feeling the vibe the Bills have? Do you think like schematically they're an upgrade, like a clear advantage? Is it the Mahomes injury? And the one thing people really not talk about with Mahomes either is, I mean, let's assume that he gets back on the field with the concussion thing. My man was a little gimp-toed with that foot situation. He ran for a first down. It was like he was like hobbling on a walker.
Yeah, it looked like he stretched his toe on one of the.
Sorry, Matt, you playing?
And for people, Schefter tweeted on Tuesday that Mahomes is dealing with a foot issue. He didn't even mention the toe completely. He said the whole foot. And like, if Patrick Mahomes isn't as mobile, so he plays, but he's dealing with that toe or foot. If he's not as mobile as he usually is, that takes away a huge element of their game. Because the last time we saw Patrick Mahomes come back from a foot injury was 2019 season. We talked about the Vikings and the Packers games that he misses. Well, the game he came back was against the Titans, and the Titans beat the Chiefs because the Chiefs kind of cut down their playbook a little bit because of Mahomes' mobility issues. And you could see it. There were times where he wanted to run, but then you could see him do the second thought where like, no, I can't take the chance. I can't get injured again. And it wouldn't be surprising at all if he has those same thoughts in this game, you know, cause he might think about taking off running, but oh, if I take a hit and I'm knocked out, we're going to lose. So I can't afford to take off running. So it does kind of change things if his foot or toe is bothering him.
Reach, anything is possible according to Patrick Mahomes. So don't be a jerk.
Is that about a hen that you know?
Henny thing is possible. Oh. That's what Patrick Mahomes tweeted after.
I thought we were talking about chickens. I'm just kidding, Chad Henny. I know.
I'll say this. I mean, I'm sort of leaning towards the Bills too. I think I picked this.
Oh, you can't jump on. New room.
Too late. Well, let's get your bold prediction and then you can tell us how you came to that.
Do whatever the hell I want.
It's my show.
My bold prediction is that the Bills hold Travis Kelce to less than 75 receiving yards.
Okay.
The ball? 50?
Yeah, it's got to be like 30.
30? I mean, how about 50?
All right, 50.
That seems pretty good.
No, 75 is not. I mean, that's like a blank bowl prediction.
It's probably his over-under. It's like 75.
Yeah, 50 is better.
I think 50 is good because he only went under 50 once this season.
Okay.
There.
So it happened, but it's very rare.
And, I mean, look, that's it probably not going to happen. Not a good bet, I would guess. But they attack with the linebackers and the pieces they have in the secondary. I really think that this is sort of the more I think about it, it's sort of a bad matchup for the Chiefs. Like, I think the Bills are a decent matchup for the Ravens and the Colts because they're power run teams and they can play the kind of defense that's going to limit what the Bills do from an explosive offensive perspective. I tend to think that the Chiefs sort of open up what the Bills do best, both from a like taking shots down the field and being aggressive in terms of their passing game by Buffalo. And then, you know, Kansas City can run the ball and Darrell Williams looked pretty good, but they're not a great running team. It doesn't feel like the Chiefs.
Oh, well, they're better than the Bills, but yeah, they're not great. But
Clyde Edwards-Helaire went off on the Bills in the first meeting. Rushed for Clyde Edwards-Helaire went off on the Bills in that first meeting.
That was his like breakout game.
It was his breakout game, but I think two things. See, I don't really pay attention to that first meeting because it was that game that just kept getting moved. So you're the Bills. They're playing the Titans in week 5, and that game kept getting moved. So they didn't know when they were going to play the Titans, and the Chiefs game the week after in week 6 kept getting moved, and they didn't know when they were going to play the Chiefs. And I know we kind of talk about how they were rescheduled, but when you're trying to like game plan and you don't know if the Chiefs game's even going to be played in week 6 because the Titans game keeps getting moved. So then what ended up happening was the Chiefs game got moved from Thursday to Sunday to Monday, and the Bills played on Tuesday in week 5. The Chiefs played on Sunday in week 5. So the Chiefs got 2 extra days of preparation, of rest, and the Bills are sitting there on Monday and Tuesday. They still don't even know if they're going to play the Titans because the game still could have been canceled. And so that created this weird dynamic, I think, in that Monday night game. And despite all that, you know, the Bills were it was 23-17 in the fourth quarter and ended up being a 9-point game. So I thought the Bills played okay considering the circumstances. Sure. And so I think it's tough to like consider how not great they played in that game because they'll be 10 times better here. Plus they're getting one more day of rest than the Chiefs are.
And worth noting that this is from our buddy Aaron Schatz of Football Outsiders. The Bills' run defense before their Week 11 bye ranked 24th in DVOA. Since their bye, including the playoffs, it ranks 7th in DVOA. So they've gotten much better against the run. They had their 2 worst weeks of the year against Arizona and then Kansas City in Week 6.
Yeah, and I've been saying it for the last 2.5 months. They've been blowing guys out in their victories, and the Chiefs been winning by 1 score. So that counts for something. And I think the Bills are playing with a ton of confidence.
The Bills on the 8-game winning streak, 7 of the 8 games have been double-digit wins. And the only one that wasn't was the Colts playoff game. And one other thing about getting extra rest, the teams that play on Saturday in the divisional round are 16-6 in championship games over the past 11 years.
Oh, yeah.
And the Sunday teams have only swept the championship games 1 time over the past 15 years.
I mean, that
feels that would like mean the Chiefs and Buccaneers sweeping has only happened once over the past 15 years.
It does feel like that's a little like, I mean, do you always have a 1 seed playing on Sunday?
No, the schedule is random.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So like it could be a little bit of like the 1 seeds played on both the 1 seeds played on Saturday. You know what I mean?
Well, the fact that the schedule is made randomly says that you have these random teams on Saturday, and getting 1 extra day of rest over the Sunday teams has seemed like a benefit if you're 16-6 over an 11-year period.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Like there's other variables that play into that because it's random. You can't say, oh, you know, this definitely works. And you know what I mean? Like it's not like always the 5 seed or always the 1 seed. I know what you're saying. I mean, like, it makes sense somewhat. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do some NFC bold predictions. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives, you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay. NFC matchup. Buccaneers at Packers. Packers -3.5 over under 50.5. Breach, we'll start with Oh, you know, we forgot to grade the bowl predictions. I'll give you guys both a B minus because they're the exact same prediction. I'll give myself an A plus because it's.
Well, you should give Wilson a better prediction then because his was before mine. I copied off him then if you're going to.
All right. I'll give Wilson a B plus.
Breach gets an F if he's cheating.
B, that's right. Incomplete. Failed for cheating.
That's ridiculous.
What's Kelsey less than 50 yards get you?
It's a lot better than 75. 75 is a D minus. So 50 is, as Breach pointed out, the stats. So I'll give you a B plus on that.
All right. Well, me and Wilson predicted something that's never been done in a championship game. Brinson's predicting something that Kelsey literally did this season. So I'm giving him an F. I give Wilson a B minus for stealing my prediction from HQ and then going first here. And I give myself a C.
He didn't have that on HQ though. This wasn't Josh Allen 4 touchdowns, was it?
No, it was Josh Allen passing and rushing yards combined.
What was yours on HQ, Wilson?
The 4 touchdowns plus 2 at the end. Because remember I said I'm better than you because you had 5 for the next one?
Enough. I didn't listen to anything after I stopped talking.
All right. Well, then I don't know why you're asking me because you're listening.
Now you guys know, all our listeners know if they watch HQ, what Brinson's, what's going through his head when me and Wilson are talking. Because we go full screen to whoever's talking. Brinson's back there like playing Angry Birds on his phone.
Well, no, playing Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I mean, if I go first on the bowl predictions and they go full screen on each one, I'm gonna talk and then get done and then start playing my computer until I hear Breach wrap up and then like kind of toss my head up and be like, yeah, all right, see ya, because I know that the show's over after that.
That's how professional does it.
That's right.
All right, Ron Burgundy, let's go. What's next?
NFC Championship game: Bucks at Packers. Packers minus 3.5. Over under 50.5. Breach or Wilson? Who goes first?
Let Breach go first, so he won't cry.
Aaron Rodgers throws twice as many touchdown passes as Tom Brady.
I thought you were going to say as Aaron Rodgers throws twice as many touchdown passes as Wilson predicts Josh Allen will.
I was going to say, what if Tom Brady throws 4 touchdown passes?
And then he's got to throw 8.
That's how math works.
You know what? I like that. I'm going to give this an A, an overall A. First of all, it's twice as many. It sounds bold. It sounds crazy. But when you think about how these defenses set up, if the Buccaneers are going to win, it's probably running the football, right? And so I think they'll try and feed Leonard Fournette and feed Ronald Jones down near the red zone. Mike Evans could certainly be a substantial weapon for them, but I think they'll try and run Leonard Fournette. And then the Buccaneers are a pass funnel. Aaron Rodgers is going to have to throw the ball if they want to move against the Buccaneers. And so I think there's a very good chance that Rodgers could have 3-1, 4-2, you know, I
2-1.
Sure.
Would be the, that's the lucky one.
Yeah.
1-0, you don't win.
Yeah, I know. I understand math, Ryan. 0, you can't multiply by 0. It's an infinite number.
Like, I think
it's not an infinite
Rodgers
number.
Would have, you can't divide or multiply by 0.
You can't divide by 0. You can multiply by 0, dummy.
This is not a math.
You can't
podcast.
Divide by 0.
You can't divide by 0, that's for sure.
You can't. You cannot divide. Oh my God. Benson, stop talking.
You guys. Okay. So if Brady throws, do you guys know what the record is for most touchdown passes in an NFC title game? I'm going to tell you what the record is and you have to guess who got it. I'll give you one guess each and I'll tell you.
It has to be 6.
The record is 5.
Okay. So it's more than Matt Ryan. No, it's not. That was 1-4 and 1-1.
Passing touchdown. This is only passing touchdowns.
I'm going to go with Brett Favre.
Oh, that Ryan game was not the.
Wait. No, he was 4+1 rush.
I never would have guessed this person. That's your only hint. Sorry, Ryan, you wasted your guess.
Wait, I said it was 5 for Matt Ryan.
No, 4.
No,
touchdowns.
Ryan had 4 passing and 1 rushing. This is 5 passing.
Aaron Brooks.
Can you give me a decade?
It's happened this century.
Okay. Mark Sanchez.
Kerry Collins.
Ooh, for the Titans? The Panthers.
Panthers or the Giants?
See, that's the Giants. You don't even – he played for so many teams. It's
that is insane.
Oh, is this against the – could have been against the – was it against the Vikings?
Against the Vikings, the 41-0 game.
That's right. That's right.
41-0.
Yeah. And then who did they
– And then they got smoked by the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Jason Sehorn, the last white cornerback, played in that game. And he's married to the – who's the movie star he's married to, Breach? Choosing like
Angie Harmon,
nice.
The Ravens lost the shutout on that kickoff return for a touchdown.
That's right.
But back to this game.
All right, you want my bowl prediction?
Yes.
All right. I was so, I'll tell you the punchline in a second, but here it is. Davante Adams, you may have heard of him, is going to have more receiving yards than Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans combined. And let me tell you why. Number one, Davante Adams is really, really good. I love Stephon Diggs so much. I actually had Stephon Diggs. I forgot that he was the player in this game. So, but Davante Adams is not a bad backup. So in the game, on Sunday, against the Saints, AB, one catch for 10 yards. Gronk, one catch for 14 yards. Chris Godwin, four catches for 43 yards. Mike Evans, one catch for 3 yards. Seven catches, 70 yards, one touchdown.
Yeah.
Now that the Packers defense isn't nearly as good as the Saints defense, but, hey, that's a bold prediction.
Well, I think, for starters, I'll give you a B plus.
I'll take it.
It happened last week, so a little less. It literally just happened last week where Davante Adams had a better game than all of those guys combined. So that's a little bit of a tough one in the sense that it's
not. But you don't expect it to happen 2 weeks in a row.
You would expect it to happen in a head-to-head matchup. Plus, if Davante Adams goes ham in the receiving game, you would assume that the Buccaneers guys need to come back and do well also. However, Mike Evans, not exactly a target hog, not seeing a ton of throws his way, catching a lot of stuff in the red zone. So he could, he had a touchdown, but maybe he ends up with two short touchdowns or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I think there's a decent chance that Antonio Brown doesn't play or is limited.
Yeah. I think he has a quad, he has some sort of lower body injury.
So that helps your case right there. And then Rob Gronkowski, his routes run on per game are way down because they're keeping him in the block. So basically, I think you just need to have Davante versus Chris Godwin. And
so if Davante goes for 175.
Yeah, he's going to win the bets.
Oh, you think so? Okay. I was trying to make it. What's an even bet?
For 175?
He has four guys, 3.5 guys versus that.
I think Gronk's going to max out at 30.
So you need Godwin and Evans to go off, which can certainly happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
175, Reach, who are you taking, Davante or the field?
Probably the field. That's bold.
I think it's close.
No, I think it qualifies as bold. If I'm picking the field, that means it's bold.
If you get four Bucks guys, four specific Bucks guys, like you don't include Scotty Miller or Cameron Brate.
You can take Scotty Miller or Cameron Brate. You want to sub one of those guys out, that's fine. Leonard Fournette, who actually had a lot of receiving yards last week.
Well, you don't want to say all.
Pick your four is what I'm saying. Pick your four, your best four Bucks receivers versus 175 in Davante.
Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller, Cameron Brate, and Rob Gronkowski.
Jesus. The idea is to win the bet.
I'm betting on Davante Adams. Yeah. Okay. I give it a B plus. It's like, it sounds insane, but I think it's actually plausible.
All right. I'll take the B plus. Thank you.
So what do you expect from the Bucks passing game then?
Chris Godwin, if he doesn't drop the ball, he can go off. Michael Evans too. I mean, there's Jair Alexander, and then there are a bunch of other guys out there. They're not anywhere close to being as good as the Saints defense front four, although their front four is pretty good, especially the secondary. So I can see Chris Godwin and Mike Evans combining for 175. And then all you need is Gronk to catch a pass. And, if you want to sub out Cameron Brate for AB or whatever, he'll go for 30.
Okay. Breach, where are you kind of at? My bold prediction is that Aaron Rodgers has five total touchdowns.
All right, that's what you said on the show. That's why I had to one up you with the six.
That's bold because, again, it's only been done once ever by Matt Ryan against Aaron Rodgers. The irony here.
I just think Rodgers is going to come out. Like, I think he saw that Drew Brees is done, lost his only shot at a second Super Bowl. His final shot of the second Super Bowl to Tom Brady. I think Rodgers is going to come out laser focused, and I don't think the Bucks have the weapons on defense to slow down what the Packers want to do. I think the Packers won't try and force the run. They'll let Rodgers sling it around, and they'll try and make Tom Brady beat them in the pass game. And I don't think it'll work, and I think the Packers will roll in this one.
I think Breach is with us too, but I agree with that 100%.
That was going to be my bold prediction to tie it all together, was that both teams win by, the Bills and the Packers win by double digits.
Ooh, that's a pretty good.
That's bold.
Because Brinson, I do agree with you. The way that I think Leonard Fournette has had a good playoff, and I think that the Buccaneers absolutely try and get the run game going. But again, like the AFC game, this is also a rematch of a weird Week 6 game. You know, we talked about what happened with the Bills and the rescheduled games, but with the Packers, you know, we always talked about that game as you just see Rodgers' body language. Like, he gave up at halftime. He was like, "This is over. I don't care.
Yeah, like,
even let's move on." Yeah. But the weird thing about this game is that Rodgers threw 5 interceptions all season. 2 of them came in a 4-play span in the second quarter of this game. So he threw 40% of his season interceptions in a span of 4 plays. Like, that's not going to happen again. He threw a pick 6. He's only thrown 3 pick 6s in his career. Highly doubt he is going to throw another pick 6. Cause that would be 2-1 season when he's only thrown 3 in his entire career. He got sacked 4 times and threw multiple picks. That's only happened 4 times in his career. So this was just like a confluence of weird, weird events that happened to the Packers in that game for whatever reason. Also, that was in Tampa Bay where it was like 75 degrees and warm. It's going to be 25 degrees, ice cold in Green Bay. And, you know, weather isn't a huge issue to professional football players, but it does come into play in the sense that, like, these guys in Green Bay, they get to practice. They get to be in that all week. There's no way to replicate that in Florida. So you're sitting out there practicing. All of a sudden, you land in Green Bay, and you're like, good God, like, this is horrible. So it does – there is a little bit of psychological edge I think the Packers have. I like Green Bay, and you guys both like Green Bay.
I mean, the Packers lost 3 games all year long. Rodgers only had 1 bad game all year long. It was against Tampa Bay. I mean, it was the only game that, like, that the Packers were not within 1 score.
And again, as Breach pointed out, Aaron threw up his hands at halftime, said, forget it. I'm not even going to try.
He had 2 games all season long with a passer rating below 107, which is ridiculous, jeez, including the playoff game. The Panthers game in week 14, which they won, or the Panthers were kind of keeping it close. I guess that was a Saturday game. And then the Tampa game when he was a 35.4 passer rating, 16 of 35 for 160 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 picks. I don't think that he's going to do that again. I think Tampa's defense has gotten worse, particularly on the back end. And I just don't think he's going to throw 2 picks in a game. Like you say, Breach, I mean, the guy doesn't throw picks.
And one of those picks was targeted for Davante Adams in that game. Davante Adams had been out the prior 3 weeks with a hamstring injury. So they just weren't on the same page. I think he had like 6 catches, but like it was still, they weren't really on the same page. You could kind of tell it. And I think that part of the reason that played into Rodgers' frustration, because he was like, look, me and Devontae, if we're not on the same page, nothing's going to happen. We're not coming back. Let's just mail this one in, get the game over with, and move on. And obviously, Davante Adams is at the top of his game right now. So the Buccaneers got Davante at the bottom of his game. Now they get him at the top of his game, which is why Wilson's prediction may not be so ridiculous. And I'll throw one fun fact in real quick from our CBS Sports research team. Since the wild card round began in 1978, teams trying to win their 3rd straight road game, which is the Buccaneers, are 4-13 straight up all time.
Not great. So we're all on the Packers here.
Sounds like you're on the Bills too, trying to talk yourself into it.
Yeah, I might just assume that Pete Prisco's preseason NFL Super Bowl prediction is going to come true.
What is it?
Chiefs-Packers. Part was bold. There's nothing.
He's going to be Pete cocking around all week.
Yeah, but either way, he's like, it's Allen. And if the Packers get in, he's, you know.
It's basically like dividing by 0. Pete Prisco having to decide which quarterback to pick.
So do we want Chiefs-Buccaneers just so Prisco can't rub this in the entire offseason because he will?
Or Bills-Bucks.
Yeah, because he's going to get 1 team either way.
Yeah.
In Tampa Bay.
Bills.
Tampa Bay trying to become the first team ever to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium.
Yeah.
Although the 49ers played in Stanford Stadium,
and the Rams played at the Rose Bowl. Those are the only 2 that played in their home market. No one's actually played in their home stadium.
Okay.
Well, next year, or whenever the Super Bowl comes to Cincinnati, I'm sure Joe Burrow will take them there.
Thanks, Super Bowl Ryan. In Cincinnati.
The NFL would literally put a Super Bowl in Brazil before they'd put one in Cincinnati.
You're not even joking.
not at all joking. That's never, the Super Bowl is never going to Cincinnati. You can't even handle a preseason Hall of Fame game. Hurt AJ Green on bad turf.
I was going to say, unless the Bengals build a dome, but they won't even build their team an indoor practice facility. So they're not building a dome.
They would rather play like they do those basketball games on crew on the, like the aircraft carriers. They would rather play a Super Bowl on an aircraft carrier in the middle of Lake Erie than set a play in Cincinnati.
All right. So, we have an almost near consensus here. You guys both have the Bills. I think I'm still in the Chiefs. We all like the Packers to advance.
But Brinson, you don't make your official pick till what, Friday? Is that when your picks come out?
Sunday night.
I think they're supposed to come out Thursday, but I just don't do them till Friday.
Are you going to wait till the Mahomes gets cleared, or are you going to? Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody can make a pick in that game until Mahomes is cleared.
I've already made mine. Wilson made
Me
his.
Too. Yeah.
But you'd like the Bills before Mahomes was hurt.
That's right.
I like him even more if he is hurt.
We're what you call sharps.
Yeah.
Sharps are on it.
I was on that show with Costas, and I was like, I was just sort of prattling, but I was like, yeah, Ken's a sharp. And Nick talks to sharp people. So they're like, actually, that's a pretty good description of our show. Okay, that's it for our show. I got to go fire up the air fryer, make some chicken for dinner.
How long is that taking the air fryer?
10 minutes.
Wow. Okay. Like raw chicken in the air fryer 10 minutes?
Maybe 15 for raw chicken.
Fancy. All right.
Good luck. Need a good one. They're pretty awesome. Next thing off, I'm going to do fried shrimp. For Ryan and John, I'm Will. See you later.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.